There was molten silence as they stared at each other, breathing hard, like two lightsaber opponents fought to a momentary standstill. Obi-Wan sighed. This really was a mistake, he thought. Yoda is going to peel my hide. Senators, Padme stopped him with an imperious, upraised hand.
Bail, she said more calmly. You have your reasons for not telling anyone about your friends of the Republic. As far as you're concerned, they're good reasons, and you expect me to respect them. So why can't you respect the Jedi's decision, my decision, not to reveal the existence of the Sith?
Scowling, Organa folded his arms. You think I don't see the parallels here? I do. But Padme, there's the very real question of degree. We are talking about the safety of our entire galaxy, not just...
I know that, she said, and moved closer to rest a hesitant hand on his forearm. He was so tall, so imposing, and she was so small in contrast,
but only physically. There was nothing small about her spirit.
It's because the galaxy stands at risk from the Sith that I agree with how the Jedi are handling this. Bail, I've seen what they can do, believe me. Only the Jedi can handle this. Are you going to tell me you know how to defeat an enemy who lives and breathes the dark side of the Force? That Palpatine does?
Of course not, but at the very least, Palpatine should be told that...
He was told, Bail, said Padme reluctantly. When he came to Naboo for Qui-Gon's funeral and the formal reconciliation and treaty between our people and the Gungans, and he agreed that the Sith should be kept a secret.
Organa's eyes widened in shock, but he recovered himself quickly. That was then, but things are different now, Padme. And if we're at war with these Sith, then...
Then how is our cause helped by spreading more fear, more confusion, when so far very little is known about them, Padme argued. When we're already struggling against the Separatists. Or are you saying this news wouldn't provoke panic?
Organa hesitated, then shook his head. No, I'm not saying that.
Well then?
He looked down at her, clearly torn between resentment and contrition. How is it you contrive to put me in the wrong when I know I have a legitimate grievance? She smiled at him, fleeting mischief banishing the last of her temper.
It's a gift.
Ha, he said, his anger evaporating. One woman's gift is another man's curse. He shrugged. What can I say, Padme? I'm afraid.
If it helps, she said, her eyes full of sympathy, you're not the only one.
Obi-Wan looked at her. She's afraid for Anakin, he thought, because, like a fool, I allowed my concerns for him to loosen my tongue. I should peel my own hide. He cleared his throat. Senators, Organa turned. Master Kenobi, his expression shifted from warm apology to a cooler, more distant regret. Forgive me, I was intemperate, and I should heed my own advice. Only by working together, trusting each other, can we hope to win this war. The Jedi may have their own way of doing things, often difficult to fathom by outsiders, but nobody is making a greater sacrifice for the Republic. I know that.